Welcome to our discussion of Parshat Mishpatim, All is in Order. As we reach Parshat Mishpatim, we have a major problem, a major question, which never arose before in the Torah up to this point. And that is, what is the order? What is the continuity of the text of the Torah within this Parshat Mishpatim? Until now, we never really had a tremendous problem with the order of the Torah. You might argue, when did Yitro come? Did he come before or after the Torah was given? But when you have a story, more or less the story flows. One story flows into the next. Abraham is before Yitzchak. It's before Yaakov. It's before Moshe. But now we have laws. And in the laws of Mishpatim, a major challenge arises, which just continues throughout the Torah. And that is, what is the Seder? What is the order to the Torah itself? This question is debated in the Talmud, in Yevamot, as to whether we darshin smuchim or lo darshin smuchim. Can we make interpretations as to why one law is next to the next? The fact is, there's no systematic treatment anywhere of why the Torah continues from one point to the next. And why the laws of Mishpatim at this time, the statutory laws, the laws relating to interpersonal laws, why are they listed at this particular juncture? And how does each law follow from the next? Why are the laws ordered in the way in which they are? Rabbi Avraham ben Arambam, Rambam's son, Maimonides' son, he says that last week we mentioned very briefly about the Korbanot, about the sacrifices and the altar. And now we go into great length when it comes to the Mishpatim, the laws of interpersonal behavior. Why? Because he says, Shamishpatim by Yosher, being straight, having laws, Uminiyat HaResha, preventing wickedness, Bahamas, violence, Ritzuyim Lefanav Yoter Min HaKavanot. This is more important to God than the sacrifices, even than ritual, is the notion of having honesty and avoiding violence and people taking things that don't belong to them. That's why these laws are here. Why is each law after the other? That's a different question. He says that the notion of the beginning of the first law, the laws beginning with slavery, it's because Allah nivdita Torah, the notion of slavery is in contradiction with the most basic principle of the Torah, and that's the freedom of the individual. The Torah is based on the principle of the freedom of the individual to choose and to be a servant to God, to be taken out of slavery. And this person is a slave. We need the laws about slavery are the very first laws that are dealt with. Ibn Ezra says the very first law is about slavery because this is hachi kasheh l'adam. This is the most difficult and challenging for a person is to be subjugated and to be in the condition of slavery. Yosef Ibn Kaspi was a radical commentator from Spain in the early days, and he says that we don't know, we can't know why the Torah is ordered. He says, Ein lanu litro, shouldn't even bother to try to figure it out. Dai lachol mechaber sefer, it's enough for everyone who writes a book to know why he writes it, but how are we supposed to know why things are ordered the way they are? However, the Abar Barnel disagrees vehemently, and he says, no, of course, how could you attribute to God the judge of the whole world a book which is not ordered properly? There must be some amazing order to the Torah. And he says, after the Ten Commandments are over, it makes sense that after the Ten Commandments we would discuss these Mishpatim. Because not only are there 10 laws, but ve'ila mishpatim, there are other laws as well. We mentioned the last 5 dibrot spoke about interpersonal laws. We continue with that. In fact, the Ramban and the Sforno, other Spanish commentators, they say that the very last one of the 10 commandments in last week's parsha was not to covet your fellow's things. Now, what belongs to your neighbor? What doesn't belong? As such that you would covet it, that's what this parsha is all about, to understand and expound upon the last of the 10 commandments so that it follows, it flows from the last of the 10 commandments. The Ibn Ezra says that the essence of all of the Torah's teachings is that what? That shelo yachriach mi shema'at mimenu. Not to impose yourself on someone who is lesser than you, whose status is lesser than you. And that's why we begin with slavery, such an important principle, not to oppress those who are under us, who are beneath us. Rav Yosef Bechor Shor, Ashkenazi commentator from the Tosfot school, he says, actually, this is nothing new. Don't be surprised to see laws. After all, the beginning of Yitro, before we got the Ten Commandments, Yitro, Jethro, set up courts. He says, well, what are the courts supposed to do? Now I'll tell you what they have to do. We have the Ten Commandments. Now put those judges to work. Rabbeinu Bachye says that you know what it is? It's not the justice that's the essence, as others had said, but it's the result of that justice. The result of justice and good courts, shalom. You have peace between people. They adjudicate their case. The dispute is over. That's the key value which our parsha expounds upon, and that is the value of shalom, of peace, that which ensues from these laws. The Medrash Rabbah mentions that there are dinim lefnei Torah and dinim acharei Torah. There are laws prior to the getting the Torah, namely at Mara, the very first encounter of the Jews with laws, Sham Sam Lachok and Mishpat V'Sham Yisar, Parshat V'Shalach. There are laws that are spoken about in the story of Yitro and how Moshe was judging. And after the Ten Commandments are given, laws are repeated again because the Torah is all about law. Why is law so crucial? Why is that here at this particular juncture? It's either because there's continuity of the Ten Commandments. It's because perhaps that we just finished talking about the Torah and what is the essence of the Torah. The essence of the Torah is for people to have freedom. The essence of the Torah is to have justice. Perhaps the essence of the Torah is ultimately to have peace. My father of blessed memory used to say that Mishpatei Hashem Emet Tzadku Yachdav, we say in the Psalms that the laws of the Torah are correct when they're together. One of our challenges as we reach Parshat Mishpatim and beyond is to understand how the laws all come together. And as the laws come together, and as a Jewish society comes around these laws and uses its judges and its laws, hopefully, Tzadku Yachdav, the beauty of the Torah is seen. It brings great joy to us when we see the total picture as we go from law to law and in its entirety. We can see the beauty, the flow of the Torah from one law to the next. And hopefully this will bring about a sense of peace that indeed we have laws. Together we can come to have a just and peaceful society. Thank you for joining here at Anshei Sefarad Beth Lemeth congregation here in Memphis, Tennessee for our discussion of Parshat Mishpatim. Join us each week as we continue to discuss the Parshan. Feel free to see our archives for past discussions. Our learning today is dedicated to my father, of blessed memory, Baruch Ben Chaim Shmuel. We thank Jason Lefkowitz for making today's presentation possible. Thank you.